This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Matthew. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that culture, cuisine and cricket deeply connect India and Guyana. Addressing the Indian diaspora at the National Cultural Centre in Georgetown, Guyana, Mr. Modi asserted that the commonalities provide a strong foundation for friendship between the two nations. Prime Minister praised the Indo-Guyanese community and their contribution to the development of the Caribbean nation. The Prime Minister said that India's journey over the past decade has been one of scale, speed and sustainability. Mr. Modi also commended the Indian diaspora for preserving their culture and traditions. He invited them to visit their ancestral land. After completing a very warm and productive visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India can achieve its developmental goals by embracing modern advancements while preserving and promoting its rich cultural heritage. Speaking at Koti Deepotsavam in Hyderabad, the president emphasized India's progress towards holistic and inclusive development. She said, "To achieve this vision, we must move forward together and contribute to building a Viksit Bharat." The president expressed her happiness at attending the event, which she described as a celebration of Telugu art, culture and heritage. Today, President Murmu will formally inaugurate the fourth Lok Manthan at Shilparamam in Hyderabad. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has announced that the government will introduce a legal framework to ensure privacy of data, advocating India as a prime destination for investment in technology and innovation. The minister highlighted that alongside its robust legal system, India plans to implement a new framework that will enable the secure and free flow of data among trusted partners. Speaking at the UK-India Business Council's UK-India Technology Futures Conference, Mr. Goyal emphasized the need to understand the intersection of the digital world and sustainability issues in the future. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today met his Japanese counterpart General Nikitani in Vientiane, Laos. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said he had a very good meeting with General Nikitani and expressed confidence that the partnership between the two countries will play a significant role in ensuring free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has registered a net addition of 18,81,000 members during September this year, recording a 9.33% growth compared to the same month last year. Labour and Employment Ministry said that the surge in members can be attributed to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's effective outreach initiatives. Reserve Bank of India and the Maldives Monetary Authority have signed a memorandum of understanding to establish a framework for promoting the use of local currencies, Indian rupee and Maldivian rupiah, in cross-border transactions. The MOU is signed by RBI Governor Shaktikant Das and MMA Governor Ahmed Munawar in Mumbai yesterday. Today marks day two of film screenings at the 55th International Film Festival of India. Over 70 films are scheduled to be screened, spanning various genres, languages and countries of production. The masterclasses, which saw an impressive turnout yesterday, will continue to offer more valuable insights today. The air quality in Delhi NCR has shown no major improvement, with an average air quality index AQI of 371 in the very category as of 7 a.m. this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some parts of the city have breached the 400 AQI levels. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has announced that Bihar will host the Khelo India Youth Games. In cricket, India were 51 for 4 at lunch against Australia in the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy. And that is the end of the news bulletin.